Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Let's dive into this story, which I found unbelievable, but I don't know, maybe I'm expecting way too much out of the politicians and the central planners and the authoritarians. I'll let you be the judge. This article is from The Hill, and it outlines Joe Biden's plan to tackle or fight inflation. And he lays this out in three simple, fast steps. I'm not kidding. It's three steps. Oh, maybe he's been watching my whiteboard videos. Yeah, I don't think so. Title, Biden lays out plan to fight inflation. He's going to get tough. He's going to stand up for the consumers, the average Joe and Jane, the little guy, the poor and middle class. So the first part of this incredible plan that is, why couldn't we have had this plan before? Like, why did we have to wait until inflation got to like 8.5% to unroll or to roll out this just strategy that's going to instantly defeat all of the consumer price inflation? So if you've been worried about the price that you have to pay for gas or groceries, food, rent, worry no more, my friend. Joe Biden is riding in on his white horse to the rescue. The first part of the plan was an acknowledgement that the Federal Reserve has primary responsibility. Oh, so step number one, the first part of his plan is to just remind everyone that this really isn't his responsibility. Jerome Powell, I'm going to go ahead and hand the baton to you. So he's just coming out and saying, hey, general public, hey, voters, hey, constituents, don't blame this inflation on me. Blame it on Jerome Powell. It's all the Fed's fault. So that's the first part of his plan. You can see how effective that's going to be. And again, how if you've been losing sleep over these price inflation, these price increases and being able to afford gas and rent and food, just you don't need to worry about that anymore, because these three steps or this plan is going to completely defeat consumer price inflation, just like Paul Volcker did in 1981. Step one, make sure people know that it's not your responsibility. Step number two, we need to make goods more affordable. The family, with the focus on high gas prices. Oh, but let's remind everyone that not only is it not your responsibility to fix the problem, the whole problem is a result of Russia. And then earlier he blames Trump as well. So this is all Trump's fault. It's all Russia's fault, but it's not my responsibility. So far, that's the entire plan. But it gets better, because the way that he's going to make things more affordable for families is by simply rolling out Build Back Better, which, as you guys know, is massive, massive deficit spending. So we are going to solve, or one of the ways we're going to solve this problem of consumer price inflation is just to increase government spending. Duh. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else.
Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
And then the third part of this very clever plan is they're just going to raise taxes. So we're going to make sure everyone knows the Fed is responsible. We're going to blame Trump, blame Putin. We're going to deficit spend like a drunken sailor on Build Back Better. So we're just going to basically enact, or we're going to start implementing, the Great Reset agenda. And then the last thing we're going to do is increase taxes. And this obviously is going to solve this inflation problem that we have had. Again, the main question is, why on earth didn't we just roll this out a year ago? Why have we waited this long for our salvation? There you go. Oh, you just cannot make this stuff up. For any of you who just started watching my videos, I want to explain. The way you solve a problem of consumer price inflation is not by creating more currency units. It is by creating more stuff. We need more stuff. That's how you solve consumer price inflation. Blaming Trump and Putin and the Fed doesn't create more stuff. The Fed can print money. It can't print oil. It can't print gas. It can't print food. It can't print a roof over your head. And deficit spending does not increase goods and services. It just means there's more currency units chasing the same amount of goods and services, which will exacerbate the problem of consumer price inflation. And lastly, the people who could solve the problem, which are the people that actually produce more stuff, well, they're going to go ahead and get their taxes raised. So obviously, if they have less money, less dollars to create more supply, there's going to be less supply created. So this plan to fight inflation is going to do the complete opposite of a real plan to fight inflation. We need less currency units, more stuff, and we're going to get more currency units and less stuff. But as long as we have someone to blame, and as long as the constituents and the voters know that this isn't my responsibility, it's Jerome Powell's, that's as good as we're going to get from our political leaders, central planners, and today's authoritarians. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. On that note, and as always, make sure that we push back against the insanity. Stand up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. That's how we solve today's problems. We'll see you in the next video.